Thanks for listening to this.
James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Trout Lake, Washington. We've got a lot going on today up on the mountain here. There's a lot of other things on the airwaves. I just finished an interview with William Henry and both Whitley Strieber as well, so that's going to be coming up real soon. We'll post it on the newsletter. For those of you who haven't gotten on the newsletter, that's the best way to find out about what's going on here, because we don't do a lot of advertising or anything else. We just let people know through the newsletter. So many of the events that are going on here and the different people speaking and we post all the latest footage and things of that nature on the newsletter. So be sure and go to, eSETI.org and sign up for the newsletter if you want to find out what's going on at eSETI. The Trout Lake Rodeo actually has just opened up, and we can hear them across the way there screaming and hollering, and they're, hopping on top of bulls for what reason, I don't know. and a lot of great horsemen over there, but to me it seems like common sense not to hop on top of a bull, but I like to give them as much space as possible. But anyway, that's what they're up to over there across the way over here. We can hear them hooting and hollering in the field. We've got some videos up now, and I put them up on the radio show as well, and they're going to be going up on YouTube. They're up on YouTube already, and they're the latest eSETI orb videos. So you can go to the radio station site and scroll down to see what's on the show tonight, and you'll see there the links to all the different orb videos that we just put up, the brand new ones on YouTube, and they are incredible. And I always tell people, after these orb videos are out, this is where the orb debunkers come to die, because, this is undeniable. It shows the orbs interacting with people, flying directly against the wind. It's just amazing video footage of these orbs coming in pretty amazing stuff. A lot of the footage actually was taken while Robbie Williams was here. He's a UK pop star, very well known. I think he won 17 or I don't know how many equivalents to a Grammy but great music. And they sure loved them singing out in the field, and we had our own personal little concert, and we sang a lot of Beatles tunes. And what we noticed is that orbs really love high music, like high up music, not the heavy stuff. They don't go for that, but just the songs with a lot of love and just a lot of fun in them. But we were having a great time, and the orbs came and joined us, and that was fun. The interview with Robbie Williams is at the ATS. It's abovetopsecret.com, and also too on our radio station site there too. You can scroll down, and you can listen to the crew that we interviewed. We couldn't really say it was Robbie Williams' crew at the time because we were under oath, you might say, not to say anything. But now that they've released it, we can go ahead and talk about it. But it was a great event, and we all had a lot of fun, and wonderful being Robbie Williams is. He's very authentic, very down to earth, and had a great time with him. So, didn't have to put on any airs or anything. We just all had a great time. There's a lot of other things in the news. People keep asking me about Blossom Goodchild's talk about this massive mothership, a 2,000-mile mothership coming in and given the exact date of October 14th. And while I would love to see that happen, and I'm in full support of that happening, I'm not sure if they're going to give an exact date on when they're going to appear. They usually don't. But they always tell us soon, and it's very soon, and it's coming very quickly, too. But it is going to come. We are going to have some massive displays, you know, between now and 2012 in the sky. I'm not sure yet. I haven't been able to verify it through my sources that it is going to happen on exactly October 14th. But I know in November we're going to have some major events coming up, and then on in. It's just going to be a topic that our politicians are going to have to address, because the ETs are really going to start just doing their own disclosure program from the skies, and that's in full swing right now. So anyway, stay tuned. I'll probably write something up as soon as I get clarity on that. I haven't even had a chance to really go in and have my own connections and find out what's going on, because we've just been so damn busy up here, basically. So with the, you know, Robbie Williams group here, and then the A&E group, the Paranormal State was here, and they're getting ready to air. I don't know when. But again, on the newsletter, we'll let you know when all these events are going to air, especially the Whitley Strieber and the William Henry interview. It's a great interview, one of the best I think I've done. And mainly because the people interviewing me were asking top-notch questions and really in with the flow. So it was a very good, very empowering energy, you know, there to get the information out. But again, all that's going to be on the newsletter. One of the things that people keep asking me about, and I really have no answer for this, and I'm not here to, you know, make any kind of negative statements at all about this, but the International UFO Congress has, I guess, decided I'm not going to be speaking there, and the Bay Area UFO Expo as well. And I find that fascinating, being that, you know, we have the sound of the ships now. We've had Above Top Secret out here. We've had all these famous people come out here and see the ships. This is the biggest hotspot on the planet. And, you know, Billy Meyer's got nothing on us, basically, other than we don't, you know, take people's income from them or demand a percentage of their income. But anyway, you know, we have the sound of the ships. We've got incredible sound of the ships that came during a healing process where I was working with one of the Above Top Secret people. So we have the sound of the ships. We have the footage of the ships, the video of the ships. And last time I talked to Johnny Anonymous with Top Secret, he said he's got about 50 hours left of video that he has to go through. So out of about 300 hours. So they've got some incredible things. Hello?
Hello?
Looks like we have a caller. Hello?
Hi, James. This is Alexis.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You're out in the field, huh?
Yes. We're out in the field.
Oh, good. What's happening out there?
Not a whole lot at the moment. We've got the rodeo in the background.
Oh, yeah. So you're probably getting the delay.
Yeah,
it's probably hard to hear. The group out there, I'd love to interview some of the people on the field. We have a really good group, and a lot of them were here last night that got to see the orbs and a few ships, not that many ships, but the mountain actually lit up. But I know some of the people already left, though, that had the late night experiences on the mountain, where the mountain really put a show on. But first of all, let's just get your experience here at the ranch. Have you had anything you want to share with the audience?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was here last night, and I had the opportunity to man the video camera and got to shoot some orbs, which was really amazing. There was a lot of activity. And then I also got to scan the skies, and we saw a whole bunch of activity in the skies. I think we looked up on the website that there were only supposed to be, what was it, 3 satellites?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had only seen 3 satellites that were supposed to be in the sky, but we saw, I don't know, something like 20 different lights going across the sky. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Everybody keeps saying that's a satellite, and I said, well, here's NASA's website right here, and tell us where it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing there, so, you know, it's, you know, when you only've got Well, there's three possible satellites, and we actually identified a couple, two of them. But all these, seems like all the other things up there definitely weren't satellites.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had the opportunity to see, we didn't actually get it on film, but there was a really, really great power-up with flashes, and it was awesome.
I know, unfortunately, our tape ran out right when this ship came in and powered up, and I even called, I go, watch, this tape's going to run out exactly when the ship comes in and powers up. And so so basically it was just about ready to run out, so I grabbed the tape to put a new one in, and right in between that short time period, a ship came in and powered up, you know. So it's almost like they have a sense of humor, you know. They like to mess with us. But is there anything else you'd like to share, or do you want to pass the phone, or...?
I think I'll pass the phone, but I can't see anyone right now, so...
Oh, is anybody out in the field yet?
Yeah, there are people, but I can't see who they are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Might want to walk out there and just say we're doing a live broadcast from As You Wish Talk Radio and see if anybody wants to do anything. I know the woman that was drumming out there when we were filming the orbs.
Yeah.
Those three women, if they're out there, that'd be awesome because they had some great experiences out
there. Okay. Okay, well, first I have someone right here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren, how you doing?
Good.
Have you had some good sightings out there?
Not so far yet, but I've been clicking off some digital pictures and getting a lot of orbs in my pictures.
Uh-huh.
They're appearing for us.
Oh, good. Yeah, we don't have the other infrared equipment out there yet, but right after the show, we'll bring it out. You were here last night as well.
Yeah, but I showed up too late after you'd already put the equipment away.
Oh, yeah, you came up a little late.
Yeah.
Well, we'll bring it out again tonight and do the same thing. Do you know if the there were some women that were out in the field last night? I don't know if you met them. They were
Alexis?
Drumming.
Or Alexis? No, that's who was here.
Yeah. Ask Alexis to take the phone out to the three women that were drumming out and singing out in the field.
Okay. Okay. Here, I'll find her. The three women that were drumming?
Yeah.
But I was down in Hood River, so I thought I'd come up here because I just love the energies of this place. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you came up again.
She's looking around right now.
Is it dark enough to see any ships? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Got a full moon arising on us here.
Yeah, that really washes things out. I can't wait till the dark moon where we can really get the cameras going.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the phone on back to Rip here for you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio.
Oh, hi.
And you're on the air.
Well, thank you.
Did you want to mention anything of some of your experiences here while at the ranch? And I guess, are you one of the ladies that were drumming out
in
the field?
Yeah, I'm the lady who was drumming, yeah.
Oh, great, awesome, because... You know, I was watching the orbs. You couldn't see it, and we did film it, but you had some amazing orbs coming in to check you out, and they were just buzzing around your head, and some went right through you and took off, and
That's wonderful.
They'd fly over your head, and they just hit the brakes and stop.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I certainly felt wonderful. Yeah.
What was the feeling like standing out there in those plasma fields with the orbs zinging all around you?
It was very exhilarating and joyful. I just felt a lot of great joy, which is my first experience at this. So it was very, very wonderful. I was just tickled. It took me a while to go to sleep because I was so activated. I mean, I was just so happy. It was very joyful. That was amazing experience. And,
yeah, it seems like everybody was really wired last night. There was so much energy coming in with the full moon coming up.
That was incredible.
Everybody I talked to said nobody could sleep last night.
Yeah, it took me to about 4 o'clock in the morning to get to sleep because it was just so incredibly joyful. And, you know, I can hardly wait to get the photographs back to see those. So
yeah,
that was quite wonderful. So thank you.
Did you see any of these ships or the lights on the mountain?
Beg pardon?
Did you see any of these ships come over or the lights on the mountain?
Oh yes, that was another treat. Yeah, that was quite something. One was very very bright. That was very nice. It looked a lot like the ones on your film and your DVD. It was great. And we just saw another one here about 15, 20 minutes ago that everybody saw. It was amazing.
Oh, great. And one came in powered up already.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right smack in the center at the lower part of the mountain. Apparently one comes in there quite a bit. So we were very tickled. Yeah. Very,
oh,
very
good.
Happy to see that. So
anything flying overhead?
Not yet. Not that I can see, but other people can see things that I can't see. I think they're very fortunate. But
well, they're probably cheating. They probably have the night vision out there. And
yes, they do. Yeah, and they're out there going ooh and ah. Some of them are seeing colors, and it's an exceptional experience. So,
oh great.
So bless you for doing this for us. Yeah, very very wonderful.
Well, thanks for coming to the ranch and bringing your wonderful energy and the drumming. And
thank you, dear. Yeah,
no,
very honored.
The orb sure appreciated your energy.
Thank you. Well, I'm very honored that they came to visit me. I would love to see some pictures of that or a film clip of it. I didn't get to see
it. You know, it's up on YouTube already.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh.
And it's on the radio show. If you go to the radio show and look at, you know, coming guests or whatever, I posted a lot of those up on YouTube.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I will do that, definitely. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's added a lot to my life, so thank you, James.
Oh, great.
I'm very, very grateful. Yeah.
I think we'll have a busy night. It's almost a full moon, so it's more of an energy and an orb night. It's because you just can't see hardly anything with the full moon, anything flying over.
Yeah, well, people have seen some things already. Like I said, there was a very large flash that many people saw already. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was good. So.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
Is there anyone else there that wants to come on the show?
Let me check and see here. Hang on just a second here.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, James. Who's in charge of the phone?
We love these improv sky watches because you never know who's going to step up and talk. And you never know what's coming next, but it's real-time interviews with people out in the field that are having their own personal experiences. This isn't packaged or canned radio, folks.
Okay, we're finding the next person.
All right.
We have one right here.
Next victim.
Next victim, ready? Here you go.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Greg.
Hello, Greg. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Jim?
Oh, good.
That's nice to hear. Sure.
Yeah, have you seen anything yet or out in the field?
Oh, nothing yet, but there's this sure a lot of bright, clear sky out here, and, you know, you could really see a lot of stars, and it's starting to clear up, and, it's beautiful out here.
Yeah, it's going to get real interesting probably in about a half an hour.
yeah, for sure. We might see something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I was here, we had our motor home here, and we saw a bright ball of light, like a flashlight, like hovering on the ground. And that was something. I have never seen anything like that, like just, it was brighter than a firefly, but I don't think it was. But it was amazing.
Yeah, and, we don't have fireflies up
here.
Yeah. That's the first thing people think. They go, "Do you have fireflies?" And I said, "Well, I've never seen one." But
right. Yeah, it's great here. It's beautiful nature, and the environment is very nice.
Yeah, well, glad to have you back at the ranch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I hope I enjoy my stay just like last time, so.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anybody else out there that wants to come on the air?
Hold on, let me see.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Rick Jones.
Hello, Rick. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Is there anything flying out there tonight? Have you seen anything yet? Or?
Well, so far we've seen a couple little flashes on the mountains, but we haven't seen any flybys yet.
Oh, okay.
Asna seemed to be a lot more active.
Yeah, there was a lot of activity last night. But I know we had the satellite data up, and you know everybody kept saying those are satellites, and according to the data, there was only three possible satellites that we could have seen, you know, over our area. And I know we Alexis was saying she saw at least 20. I stopped counting after about 20.
Well, for the skeptical-minded, I would have to say I saw one that seemed to be a little bit reddish.
Uh-huh.
Flew by kind of north by northeast towards the mountain last night that was going at such a high speed that couldn't have possibly been anything except for possibly, I don't know, I think it was possibly faster than a MiG. It was really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And some bright flash-ups. And, well, the last time I was here, we saw the triangular configuration of ships, so that could not have possibly been this satellite either.
No. You know, we have those triangles on film actually making right-angle turns, and actually one turned around and went back the other way and went up out of our atmosphere. It just kept going. It didn't go over the horizon. It turned up and just left. And, you know, people keep saying, well, that's these three Iridium satellites, or they're saying that that's the NOS satellite system or something, you know. And I'm still trying to figure out how they tether three satellites together and keep them exactly the same position. Nobody's been able to answer that one yet for me, because it'd have to be a rigid tether, and these tethers would have to be, you know, hundreds and hundreds of yards long to hold that configuration with the size of these triangles that are flying over.
Yeah, I don't think there's a plausible explanation for that as far as satellites go. It has to be ships and whatever propulsion system they're using, anti-gravity.
yeah, no, there's nothing else makes sense, you know, unless somebody's up there, you know, with a 200-300 yard telescoping rigid tether, you know, that hooks them together. Because I just can't see them putting three satellites up there in perfect orbit and having them continue that way, and then especially make turns. That just totally discounts, you know, any kind of satellite.
No, it's impossible. It can't be satellites.
Yeah.
And like last night, we saw, I don't know, what, 30?
Yeah, I quit counting after about 20.
And I don't know, there's a lot that was kind of distant, probably lower atmosphere. I'm looking at one right now, and it's going north towards the mountain. But, yeah, they can't possibly be all satellites unless...
No, there's no way. Yeah. Is there anybody else out there that wants to go on the air?
Let me ask. Were you guys here last night?
No.
Oh. Rip's saying yes. I'm going to hand the phone to him.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm going to pass you on to Dr. Libre.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this is Dacho.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi. Hi, James.
Did you have some experiences last night?
No, not last night, but last time when I was here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that, or?
Sure. I guess if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, it was on 4th of July, actually, and it was probably around 3:34 in the morning when a lot of people were already asleep at the camp, and I wasn't, could not sleep, and there was a big ship that was already powered up, and then it was flying really, really low, and then I woke up some more people for witnessing it along with me, since I couldn't believe my eyes either.
Okay.
And then it was flying towards Mount Adams from the opposite side, and it was so low and bright that it looked almost like some sort of a sea creature. That's how it was almost moving because of the rays that were coming off of the center.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And what can I say? It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that now that you're talking about it. I remember everybody coming in saying, you wouldn't believe what we saw last night.
Yes, yes. That was quite an experience. It was almost as if a star just flew by us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any activity out there yet tonight? Or?
I'm sorry?
Has anybody seen anything yet? Or
actually, I saw a tiny little one just 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of bright because of the moon.
Yeah, it's really hard. Even to get the orb footage, it's
yes.
much harder because the moon is just so bright.
I know, the full moon, but, you know, it has its energy on its own. So.
I know, the energy that comes with these full moons now are just phenomenal. Everybody I've talked to said they haven't been able to sleep.
Really?
And, and they said they're going through a huge shift, you know, energetically, and their bodies are really feeling it.
Huh. Well, I guess we'll see that tonight, because we're planning to sleep outside.
Oh, great.
So, yes, of course, since we're here just for one night, you know, to get the best out of it.
Yeah. Do any of you have a camera?
Yes, actually.
A video camera?
Video camera as well, yeah.
So this time when the big ship comes over, you'll get it on camera?
Okay, this time, yes. I know, that's exactly the question what my friends asked me when I came back to Portland.
Yeah.
Did you get it on camera? I'm like, it was 4 in the morning and we were in the middle of nowhere. But next time, yes.
Well, you know, people don't realize, but you know, we're getting less than 1% of what's going on here.
Yes.
At the ranch on film, you know, and people don't go, they go, well, that's all you have? Well, no, there's massive things happening on a regular basis, but we just don't have a camera on
it. Yes. Well, that sounds like a good idea for Grant or something.
Yeah, have the camera powered up, ready to go at your side.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And just switch it to post to have somebody guarding it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, James, I'm going to pass over Rick.
Alrighty.
Well,
thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. Definitely. I will see you tonight.
All right. See you in a few.
Okay, while I find someone else, I'll just say about 6 days in a row we saw triangle ships, and one of them turned.
Oh, yeah, it turned off?
No, it like turned, like it made a course change.
Which way, was it coming in from the north, or which way was it coming in?
It was coming in from the north, and then it turned off to, and it looked as if it was actually flying out of the atmosphere.
Flying, it was leaving, going up.
Yeah,
up
like leaving.
Out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, I think this NOS satellite thing, or this triple satellite thing, is really falling apart.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's just not working according to what people are saying.
Here, I found someone else.
Great.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Patrick Kettner.
Hello, Patrick. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, are you just out in the field right now? Or?
Yes, I am. I've been out here about an hour.
Yeah? Is anything flying around yet?
I haven't seen anything flying, no. I've seen some lights on Mount Adams, that's it.
Something flashing on the mountain?
Yeah, little pinpoint lights.
Uh-huh.
Several. I'm viewing them right now as we talk.
Are they in the middle of the mountain, or are they up on the right side?
The ones I'm seeing are pretty much right in the middle of the mountain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's no access up. There's no trails, anything up there on the middle of the mountain. There's actually, it's wilderness there. You can't take any kind of a vehicle up there. So if you're seeing a light, that's 13 miles away. It's probably a pretty big light.
Yeah, it would have to be. I've seen a lot bigger lights than what I'm seeing now. Right now, I'm seeing little pinpoints of light like stars.
Uh-huh.
They last for a few seconds, and they're pretty much staying in the same location, the ones I'm seeing. There's a couple I've been watching here for the past 45 minutes.
I bet they power up here and get nice and bright for you.
Yeah, I've seen them really be large.
Yeah. Yeah, we have
to be even visible to the naked eye. I'm looking through 7 power binoculars here.
Oh, okay.
So 13 miles away, you look about natural miles, would be about 2 miles. So whatever they are, even little pinpoints, they have to be pretty big or much larger than what a flashlight would show.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had lights up there that we had some people do the math, and they said some of those lights are almost a quarter mile wide.
I don't doubt it.
And the brilliance coming from them, too, the candle power was just, you know, off the scale. So whatever's up there is massive, you know. It's not anything, I definitely don't think it's anything man-made, because they'd have to helicopter it in, which is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't see how they could be man-made in any way.
Yeah, we've checked that area out, and you can look at it through the telescope, too, from the ranch, and there's just massive lava boulders, and then there's a snowfield, and then surrounded by lava boulders, so a snowmobile couldn't get up there.
No.
There's no way a vehicle could get up there, and if they did go up there, I think it's about a $5,000 fine. So it's...
The lights I'm seeing right now, they're just to the... left or to the west of these little snowfields, or not on the snowfields themselves. Almost, if you were to draw a line from the top of the mountain straight down,
yeah,
they're about halfway down and just a little bit to the right there, to the east, and they're pretty much staying right in the same place. Now, I've seen lights all over the mountain. Actually, pretty much most of them I've seen before have been to the east or to the right more.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any to the left. Of the imaginary line that you could draw to the top,
yeah,
and bottom there, straight plumb lines.
Yeah, if they're in the middle, there's really no access to that area other than, you know, climbing over one giant lava boulder after another and going over sheer cliffs to get up there.
Yeah, I know which way the trail goes up to a mountain that most climbers use, and it's not anywhere near that.
Yeah, it's way over to the right side. It goes right along the right edge of the mountain,
mm-hmm,
to get up for the hikers that want to hike up to the top. So, and,
I can't imagine anybody being on the mountain at this time of the night. Now, every time I've been here, I've seen these lights about 7 times now, and they always start appearing just at twilight.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is pretty much dark now, except for there's a pretty big moon, but... pretty much they're appearing at the same time.
Yeah.
The onset of them is about the same time each time I've been here. And so unless someone's got an elaborate hoax going on, I don't see how it could be that at all. It reminds me of the Brown Mountain lights back in North Carolina a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they have the similar event happening there?
Yes.
You know, one of the things I've found is I talked to some of the Native Americans up there, and they call that area the fairy lights, and they don't go there. And, you know, I told them where I wanted to go, and they go, no, we don't go there. We stay away from that. That's the fairy lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they know there's things going on there, and they just stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is might be a good idea. Who knows, you know.
Yeah, well, the Brown Mountain's about 3,000 feet high. You can. It is pretty much accessible.
Uh-huh.
You can get over there with ATVs and on foot,
yeah,
of course, and some would, but the Indians have been seeing these long before the settlers came in there, and they thought at one time they were headlights, but they were present and being seen decades before there was even car lights around.
Yeah, you know, the Native Americans in this area have talked about UFOs and the Star Nations, and they put petroglyphs up, and there's actually a newspaper clipping, I think, in the 1800s about a massive UFO flying over. So, you know, and people go, well, that's back-engineered vehicles, you know, that the government's using. And I go, well, you know, we weren't doing that in the 1800s, you know.
No, there's been things seen like that for ever since the history of man started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there, well, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anybody else out there that wants to come on, or?
I don't know. I'm going to hand this phone back to Rip here. He gave it to me, and maybe you'll find something else to talk with you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Having the opportunity to talk with you, though.
Okay. Well, great. Bye. Thanks for coming on the show. Again, this is live from the Skywatch area. Hello.
I think that's it.
That's it, huh? None of the other ladies want to come on, huh?
There's a ton of people here, but I think, stage fright or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They've got stage fright. All right. Well, I guess that ends our, you can go ahead and hang up, that ends our sky watch for the evening. There's quite a few people out there, but it seems like they just don't really want to talk about what's going on or have a little stage fright. So anyway, we can open up the lines for call-ins if anybody wants to call in and share their story. I know there's some people here that I talked to that were basically had affiliations with certain agencies we can't talk about that have come here, and I've heard some amazing stories from them about what's going on, you know, behind the scenes, you might say. And it just validated, you know, when I told them what I knew, they were shocked because they think this is all a secret. But, you know, the bottom line is that we have anti-gravity, we have counter-gravity, we have fuel-less energy technologies. There never was a peak oil crisis and never will be because there's unlimited oil for the next 200 years and just one major find that they already opened up in Alaska. So we don't need to keep drilling or, you know, destroying the environment and polluting the air and the water and having these big oil spills, all of these things going on. We've had the technology since 1930. So anyway, I hope people finally wake up and smell the coffee and realize that you can actually burn water by splitting it. And there's a lot of that technology is coming out everywhere. One of the things is I wanted to talk to people about some of the clean technology out there, especially the water technologies, and be very careful when you buy some of these systems because some of them just don't work very well. And although I'm a definite proponent of you know, getting these systems out there, there are some people out there that are putting systems out that really don't work. You might get 3 more miles per gallon or something. And it's just not worth it forking out that much money. But there are systems out there that have little computers that monitor your car, and they totally control your whole system. And they've developed the way to break down the oxygen much faster. And so really do your research before, you know, spend any money on some of these systems. And you know, hopefully you can get some kind of guarantee that, you know, if it doesn't give you a certain increase in gas mileage or performance or whatever, you know, hopefully they can guarantee that and you can get your money back. Because it's sad. I'm seeing, just like a lot of healing technologies out there, the real machines that really work have been altered, and there's people are putting things out there that don't work, and it's really making it look bad for the things that do work. So anyway, there are technologies out there that you can run your car 100% on water. That's been around for a long time. There's technologies that you don't even need fuel. And it's hard for people to even wrap their mind around. You might not even need tires, and that technology is there. And what's interesting is I just finished burning off a whole bunch of new copies of The Keys to Utopia, which is on our website, that actually shows these motors running. So these motors are out there, these fuel-less energy devices to take care of all of our transportation and energy needs are out there. And unfortunately, the people that do have them can't get them out due to some of the nefarious hitmen, you know, with the certain companies that wouldn't, and really don't want to see this technology come out. Looks like we have a caller.
Hi, James. This is Mark from Albuquerque.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing? You sound like you're having a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, we are. We're having a good time.
I checked out the ATS and listened to the Robbie Williams interview, and sounds like you're having a great time up there. And I wish I was there, but what the heck.
Yeah, we've had the A&E Paranormal State people as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they play it.
I have real mixed emotions because we did give them some incredible sound that we picked up while they were there, and we gave them the exact dates and times when the ships would come in, and they had their cameras rolling, and they did catch it.
And
we caught as well, but they didn't want our footage, and so there's, you know, kind of a little red flag went up, but hopefully they'll do it justice. And as I say in you know, the showbiz, any press is good press.
Yeah, and it's not really their forte, more or less. I mean, it's great for the orbs and such, but you know, as far as the ships, I'm not sure it's quite what they're.
Well, you know, they don't believe in orbs. They didn't even believe in the orbs.
Well, it's not something that you believe in. You either experience them or you don't.
Well, we filmed over there. They had their headquarters there, and there's this big white tent they set up, and that was their headquarters, and they put all their gear in there. And so I looked, right when they were there, I said, look above the tent. There's orbs all over the place. And they turn around and look, and they go, what are you talking about? And I said, there's a huge column of orbs over the tent. And, you know, they couldn't see it. So I had my camera, and I took a picture, and I showed them, and there was this massive column of orbs over the tent. And they go, that's just dust. And I go, it's pretty smart dust because it's only in one spot, you know, you know, hovering, you know, swirling around the tent. But now, I don't. Have you had a chance to look at the orb footage we have now, the video?
Yes, I have, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, this is where debunkers come to die. You know, when they see this, it just puts the last nail in the coffin because, you know, I'm having people. It's amazing. People will send photographs to people, and for some reason, they carbon copy me, and they tell these, you know, women or whatever. This one woman took this beautiful photo of this orb. She was all excited about it, and this guy just made her look like, you know, like an idiot, basically, and, you know, really talked down to her, and I don't know what that's about, but I made sure and I copied her in on. I said, look, I said, you know, there are people out there that haven't done the research. They haven't looked at the evidence, and they're automatically dismissing these things as water spots and dust.
Right.
And I said, but, you know, if you take five pictures in a row real fast and you have a water spot, it's going to be there on the next picture. If there's a water spot on, and it's not. These things are appearing and disappearing. And even dust doesn't disappear in milliseconds because we have rapid-fire cameras going bam, 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 bam. You know, if there was a dust cloud, it wouldn't disappear. And also, too, is we're taking them in basements and places that, you know, beautiful orbs with faces in them, undeniable pictures, you know, very ornate, you might say, geometry in these things. And although you can throw dust up and flour up and get something similar, you know, it doesn't have the colors or the design in it, and it's very bland looking, and they all look the same.
Right, and I'll second what the drummer lady went through or experienced, and that's the experience, is to actually have the physical experience of interacting and having that joy and just total peace of mind and joy come into you. And that's not a dust. That's not dust. That's not a water spot. It's not any of those things. It's living energy.
Well, we're filming the people out in the field, and you hear them talking. And we had all these kids out there, and the kids are just laughing, having a great time. And this one friend of mine, Nico, was out there, and it was amazing. He would, when the plasma field would start to generate, he'd go, "Oh my God!" And he'd go, "Whoa!" And he'd just be laughing. He'd go, "Do you feel that? Do you feel that?" And then this orb comes in and hits him right in the heart, goes right through his chest, and you can see him just jump, and he just goes, "Oh my God! What just hit me?" You know. And so you're seeing a physical reaction to these light spheres.
Yeah.
And right, you know, it's just amazing. People are reacting to the energy. So, you know, people
right.
don't react to dust.
You know? No, and you know, it's sure, you know, you're going to have the people that are just so caught up in the material that, you know, they'll explain things away, and unless they experience it. And even then, they'll just think that they got tickled by something that they remembered rather than, you know, well, all I can say is you have to experience it, and then you'll know. And you know, your ranch and what you're doing is one of the greatest places to do that.
Thanks. And we also have footage of these, well, they're like plasma fields, but they look like dust clouds almost generating. And you'll see them moving in and orbs streaming through them really fast. And they're going due west, right into the wind. You see the treetops moving to the right, and the orbs are going right into the wind, just screaming fast, and it doesn't even affect them. You know, so again, you know, for people to say this is dust, it's just, you know, it makes no common sense. And, you know, I like what Michal said. You know, he said sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer, you know.
Well, yeah, and the keep it simple, stupid thing is pretty good, too.
I mean, if you just leave it, it's simple.
Okay.
I mean, it was so obvious. I mean, how could it be anything other than the obvious? And these people are just in full-blown denial. And I said, well, give me a rational explanation for these plasma fields that are generating, that are going against the wind, and the orbs going against the wind, and them interacting with people and watching the people react as soon as the orbs move over them or move through them. And you know, the kids were great. You should think the kids were out there just laughing. One kid was laughing so hard, it was just got everybody laughing, and the orbs were just buzzing them. And you'd see them going by, you know, really fast and just hit the brakes and stop to see what's so funny. You know, it's like,
hover
there for a minute and then take off again.
Yeah, it's kind of like the become like a child. But has been told by many teachers that, you know, it's not to be just open. I mean, it is open to everything, but using your discernment too, but to become like a child, the joy, the wonder, the awe of what is. Uh-huh. And it's so wonderful. And I pick that up every time I listen to your show, because I can hear it in your voice and feel your energy. But it's so great to listen to you and listen to the folks that are experiencing it. It really brings it back, brings the experience back.
I mirror back people's own inner child and own mastery, you know. And
right.
I always tell people I'm nobody, so.
Well, you are somebody,
James. And nobody
to
defend, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're somebody. You're nobody, but you're everybody.
Is
the best way to say it, but
out of the nothing comes everything, so it's good to be nothing, you know.
Yeah, that, absolutely. Well, I did have an experience here in Albuquerque where I had a ship come over and power up, which was weird for this area, but it did happen, and I saw it, and I was so glad to see it. It gave me some hope for the area, but.
Have you heard of, I guess their name's Blossom Goodchild's prediction on the October 14th?
Yeah, I don't mean to correct you, but it's supposed to be 2,000 to 5,000 feet rather than 2,000 miles.
Oh, yeah, because I've gotten about 6 emails on it, and everything from 2,000 miles to, you name it, what is it, 5,000 feet?
Yeah, between 2,000 and 5,000 feet, and
okay.
my take on it, not only from that, but from what I receive, is if it's meant to be, it'll be, and
that's
great if they can pinpoint a date, but it's not usually done simply because those that would try to stop it from happening will have a heads up, but if it happens, great.
I hope they have their shields up on this one, you know, because we know who's going to be taking some pot shots at them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So,
you know, and I wouldn't have any problem with return to sender, you know.
But I know that Matthew would through Susie confirmed it. I respect
what
Matthew has to say. And I've heard other people that have said no, that's a bunch of bull, and those people aren't people that I respect. So. I think it's definitely a possibility, but it's not happening right now. So anything is possible and also may not happen, you know.
Yeah, I told people, I said, you know, I haven't gotten the green light on it yet. You know, they haven't. The group I work with are saying there are major events getting ready to happen, and things of this nature are getting ready to happen, but they haven't given me an exact date. Or, you know, so I can neither confirm nor deny it. You know, I tell people I'm not being negative. I just can't really give a heads up on it or say, yeah, they are going to appear on this date, because I've noticed a lot of dates have come and gone, and a lot of people have made a lot of claims, and they do things when things are ready to be done. You know,
right. When you're told that a ship is going to appear in the east and at 10 o'clock, that's when you know that that's what's going to happen. If they're not telling you this is going to happen, then you really can't confirm it. Same with myself and anyone it has to be your integrity is on the line. You can't confirm or deny if you don't know. I mean,
yeah.
You either know or you don't know. And I don't know.
Yeah, we did that with A&E, and we did it with the Robbie Williams group, too, and they testified about it. They said, yeah, you know, the ships did come in right where you said they would and right on time.
Right, and I understand so, Chip Coffee confirmed your thing at the same time. Is that correct?
Yeah. We came in, and we told the whole crew, and then he wasn't around then, and then he drives up, and he sits out in the field, and he says, you know, they're coming from behind us to the east. He goes, they're going to appear in the east. And he didn't have the time down, but he said they will appear right behind us in the east. And then I refined it a little bit. I said, well, it's in the east, but it's a little more towards the mountain. So have your cameras aiming right there at 10 o'clock. And sure enough, at 10 o'clock, exactly where I was pointing and showed them where to line their cameras up, it came.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with that one. That's going to be a tough one, too.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed Chip because he's helping kids to come to terms with their God-given the abilities that most people have it aren't aware of it, but some that are more in tune and helping them to come to terms with it. So I really respect what he's doing.
You know, I'm kind of out of the loop because we don't have a TV up here.
And
so I don't even know who these people are, their shows or anything. But he was a wonderful guy, and when he walked around the land here, he hit all the little power spots.
Yeah.
And when he went into the pyramid building, he said, this is making me dizzy. He said, this is just too much, you know. he said, this is intense. And then he went over to, and he said, you know, on the interview, and I hope they air this, he said, there are some forces here that are very powerful. And he kind of said it's almost scary powerful, but they're benevolent.
Right.
He said, there's nothing to fear here. They're very benevolent. He said, but they're very, very powerful, you know. And that was kind of nice. And he did, you know, he knew, right? He went right to the major power spots. And they're the places where I meditate all the time. That's where I sit and meditate. There's three different places. I do most of the work, and it's in the pyramid. And then we have this one mound that I sit on all the time and meditate up there. And then there's another little place over by the pond where we've had contact and pictures of light beams coming down and conversations going on, like telepathic conversations, but actually on film. So he did hit all three of those, so he's definitely tuned in. You know?
Yes.
He did something else. He was sitting there, and he was making this J, you know, in the air. He's making this J.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the time, I was wondering how my dad was doing because my dad crossed over. And I was going, I wonder if my dad's hanging around, you know. He's sitting there making this J, you know. it was kind of funny.
Well, yeah, your dad was there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he's telling you.
Well, you know, my dad, when he crossed over, his last words were, beam me up, you know. So, so, I mean, that was the very last things he said was, beam me up. And I walked outside, and I said, why would he say something like that? You know, maybe when you cross over, you go to these other dimensions where there's shifts and things. You know, maybe that's where he came in from. And I was thinking about that. And then so I took a camera and I shot a picture over the house, and I got this beautiful turquoise light ship right over the house.
Well, there isn't just one thing that happens when we transition.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says, this is what happens when you die, well, it depends on where you are in your spiritual journey.
I love Michal's work, Michal Ledwith's work, and he calls it the hamburger universe, and people think that there's a bun on the top, which is heaven, and the meat in the middle, which is us, and a bun on the bottom, which is hell. And I said, but what about all the areas in between, you know, that, very diverse, and it's just not that simple.
Each person has their own thing that they're going to be attuned to and go to, and whether it's a heaven or whatever, or beamed up, or it's depending on that individual.
I look at it almost in a way, a physics way, is that all thought has a vibration, and your attitudes, emotions, and beliefs in the world in which you live establishes your frequency, your vibration, and when you cross over, that determines where you go.
There you go.
And you'll go to a plane of like vibration where you'll, you know, continue in your evolutionary process until it's time to jump back up in one of these meat sacks.
Yeah.
Multicolored meat sacks down here. So,
well, it's been wonderful speaking with you, James.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show and calling in, and I guess we're out of time now, so I've got to sign off.
Okay, you have a wonderful time, and as you say, be well, my friend.
All right, and everybody tune into the website and get on the newsletter, because we will let you know when these upcoming events are happening. And actually, on the 20th here, we're going to have a major gathering, and it's not on the website yet, but put it on your calendar. We're going to show all the latest footage that we've been gathering here and have a nice sky watch and a potluck, and so it should be great. So anyway, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening.